the strength of weakness.
I want to say three things. First of all, the strength of weakness commences with brokenness. Commences with brokenness. I have an idea, I've never known it to be otherwise, that every person who begins a new life somehow enters that new life through the brokenness of the old life. And the biggest task God has with most of us is to get us to that place where we can thoroughly disclaim any trust in ourselves and bring us to total trust in the Lord. It begins with brokenness. Now, I don't know how that brokenness has come or is coming with you, but God knows how best to bring us to and keep us at the point of brokenness. I don't know about you. I have my suspicions. But I have an idea that you're like me. God has to keep me next door to failure. He has to keep me in the suburbs of failure to keep me mindful of who I am and in whom I must trust. And the greatest minister in my life is the minister of difficulty and trouble. I mean, I've not checked with you. I generally check with crowds before I preach this sermon, but it just seems like the last couple of years, all hell's broken loose in my life. And all of it seems to be engineered of the Lord. Well, I've had times in the past couple of years where I wondered if anything in the gospel was working. If I could have made a choice, I'd have called in every book I'd ever written. I've said nothing's working. I really felt akin to the old Quaker one day who was being honest with the Lord, and he told him, he said, "Lord, I'm not amazed that you have as few friends as you have." From the way you treat the ones you've got. I mean, if you didn't understand what God was after, you couldn't get along. And if we're not careful, we will turn on the very things and the people engineered and called of God into our lives to get us ready for the fullness of life. We'll turn on those very things and refuse the very things that are geared for our victory. And that's what I mean. God's fixing to fix you. But if you try to fix what He's fixing you with, He'll just find something else to fix you with. You see? Now, I want to tell you something. If you're saved, you're going to wind up like Jesus one way or another. It'd be just a whole lot easier if you'll cooperate. You say, "Well, if God would just not use so-and-so. You know, if God just take her away and use somebody else, I could suggest. Or if God would just move me from here and take me some other place so I could have new surroundings while He does it." Now, I want to tell you tonight, God has placed you exactly where He wants you and put around you just exactly those who can make you, who can make you like Christ quicker than anybody in the earth. And as long as you have some favorite contingencies, you know, like, "Well, if I could just find the church that would really recognize my abilities for what they are. If my wife would just come to appreciate what she's got. If my husband would just understand what a bargain he got when he got me. If my pastor would just understand." Contingencies. Well, now, Paul could have very easily come to that. He said, "Lord, you know, I'm in a fix. I'm in terrible pain. I believe if you'd take this thing away, I can make you a better hand." In fact, he just got desperate about it. He said, "Lord, I don't believe I can go on with this thing. Lord, this is awful. Lord, you've just got to do this for me." You ever got that way? You ever prayed a prayer and missed God a mile? Paul did. He was honest about it. He said, "I prayed, oh Lord, take this thing away from me." That's the normal thing for a human being to pray. If you're in trouble, take away the trouble. But that may not be the will of God. It may be that you're to linger in that trouble until all is done in you, that trouble was delivered to you to deliver you from. And Paul prayed. He prayed thrice, says says the Bible, and that could be just a word used for I prayed a multiple of times. I prayed over a period of a long time, and God didn't answer my prayer. I kept on praying day after day and day after day. It became paramount in my mind. It became a fixation to me, and I had problems.